A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, crying loudly, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he entered the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, let it be done to you." And their eyes were opened. Then Jesus sternly ordered them, "See that no one knows of this." But they went away and spread the word about him throughout all that land. The Gospel of the Lord. I don't know about you, but as far as life of faith goes, most of the time I feel like one of these blind men in today's Gospel. I try to follow Jesus, but I'm frequently unsure if I'm on the right path or not. And that's why today's Gospel gives me such great hope. It begins with these wonderful words. As Jesus passed by, two blind men followed him. Now, what a great phrase to meditate on. Maybe I'll make this my Advent mantra this year. Two blind men were following Jesus. I feel right at home with these two disciples who are stumbling along the way as they try to follow Jesus. The text doesn't tell us how many times they ran into closed doors or tripped over a chair or bumped into another disciple. It doesn't tell us how many times they stuck their foot in their mouths or their fork in their ear. But we can only guess that these things did happen along the way. Two blind persons following Jesus. How wonderful. If they can do it, then why can't I? And then in a grace-filled moment, Jesus reaches out and touches their eyes. That's all they wanted. That's all they needed. They hungered to be touched by the humanity of Jesus. Their darkness was not an obstacle as they stumbled along in this awkward discipleship. They just kept on trucking, bruised knees and all. For those of us who live in the northern hemisphere, Advent, our Advent journey, has a lot to do with darkness. The days have grown shorter, and we find ourselves following Jesus in the dark. But it doesn't really matter whether it's the northern hemisphere or the southern hemisphere. Our faith journey will probably require that we learn the awkward art of following Jesus in the darkness. The good news, though, is that they finally did bump into the body of Christ. Yes, and they were embraced by the body of Christ, and they were healed by the body of Christ. In a few weeks, we'll celebrate that great mystery of the incarnation of God's Word. The shepherds will stumble down the hill and bump into the body of Christ. The astrologers from the east will walk in darkness and happen upon the body of Christ. Incarnation. If they can do it, so can we. So there is hope for our sometimes awkward life of discipleship. But the story doesn't end there. They are touched by Jesus, and then suddenly, out of their darkness, a word is born. The text says it this way: they went out and spread the word of Jesus through all that land. Despite their darkness, and despite Jesus' command to say nothing about what had happened, the word was born in them. Is this not what Advent is all about? Is this not what this journey is leading us to? Are we not making our way along this path of sometimes awkward discipleship during this Advent season in order to be witnesses of the birth of God's Word in us, in the world? I think today that I'm going to pray to these two blind, saintly preachers who had the courage to walk along the dark path of faith allowing the incarnation of God to heal them. And yes, who then joyfully and boldly shared that good news with the world. Blessed Advent.